11th parak of Svachim, 7th Mishnah. Echad shebishul boy ve'echad sheyul seicher teach. We learned the halachas that a kli that was used for cooking kochim, you have to go through a certain process of purging it, and if it was made out of cheres, you have to break it. So whether you actually cooked in it or you poured boiling hot kochim into it, it's also bolei a certain amount, and therefore you're required to make this hagola, brika v'shtifa, with purging with boiling water and then cold water. Echad kochim kadoshim, echad kochim kalim. Whether it's kochim kadoshim, which is only for the kohanim, and eaten one day, or kochim kalim, that some of them can eat even eaten 2 days, and any Jew can eat them. Tuna brika v'shtifa, the kelim they use for cooking these need this process of being put in boiled water and being washed out. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, kochim kalim, ain't tuna brika v'shtifa. Tremendous chiddush. He says kochim kalim don't need brika v'shtifa. You do not have to boil it out. Yeah. So, yeah, the Pashut Pshat is that he needs a Hagola, what we call Hagola, but the special halachas that has to be in the base of Mikdash and everything else don't apply. Rabbi Taufen Noimer, im Bishul Boy, Mitriel Seregil, Pashut Bakola Regil. He says even more than that, if you cooked it from the beginning of the Regil, then you don't have to. You don't have to do it the entire regal. Why? Because the entire regal are bringing new kabbonis every day. So the mele, yesterday's kabbonis, the beliefs from yesterday's kabbonis are going to come out with today's cooking today's kabbonis. You're always going to only have within 1 day. You want to have nicer inside your kli. Ad zman achila. If you had 2 days of eating, you don't have to make your shtifa till the second end of the second day. But afterwards, you can't rely on the fact that you cooked with it afterwards. Mirikus shtifa. What is this mirikus shtifa? Mirikus ke mirikus hakois. And shtifa, kishtifa sakois. Mirika is like what one would do mirika sakois, which means you wash it inside and outside, but also inside. And shtifa is only washing it from the outside. Mirika bechamim, and the mirika process, washing it from inside and outside, is done with hot water. Shtifa b'shtzayin, and then afterwards just washed off. That's why there's a minik by Hagolas Kelim also. After they put in the boiling water, they put in cold water. Ashpud va'askelo, a skewer or some type of grate which is used for roasting on. Magilon b'chamim, it's enough to put them in boiling water. It's a chiddush because these are things that are made for roasting on. You should need libun. But since at the time it was boleya, it was still heter. There's a concept called hetera bola. But even though later on it becomes Issa, by the time it went absorbed into the Kli, it was Heta, it's enough to do Hagola, even on something that was used directly with a fire.